Desire to Know, John Michael Montgomery on WTCH. You know, we have been watching the flooding happening in North Carolina right now, and there are a handful of people that are there right now with roots to the area. I am joined now with Mocneet Healy from Wilmington, North Carolina. Hi, Mocneet. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah. So Mocneet is from Wilmington, North Carolina. She has roots on the Menominee Indian Reservation. So right, basically some family of yours, right from right across pretty much the Menominee Nation sign, correct?
Yep. About all of my family.
Were you at the powwow this summer?
I was not. I couldn't make it. It broke my heart.
Oh. But usually that's something that you come back and you visit home for, is to go see the powwow.
Of course. It's always the best time.
We appreciate you joining us here on the phone. I know it's been a little bit difficult to get a cell reception, right? How, describe to me, you had to pass up a hill, past a generator, just to talk to us today.
Yes, we still. This is day 6 with no power.
So describe to me a little bit about your situation. Wilmington got hit hard.
Yes, we got it really, really bad. You know, like, we're a coastal town, so I actually work on Carolina Beach, which just got it really bad, too. But Wilmington, it's just so much rain fell, and we kind of got cut off from, like, all available resources to even come help us for a few days. But it was pretty desperate out here for a little bit.
Can you gauge a little bit of how long you had to wait for help for generator power even to kick in?
Well, I would say everybody had enough gas to last, you know, a day or two. But now, you know, like I said, we're on day 6, and what gas was there before the storm was what was left there. But nobody had power. Nobody could go even turn the pumps on to get gas.
And
so
there's
slowly, one by one, gas stations were starting to open up, but then the lines would be like 2 hours long. And, you know, everybody's extremely frustrated, so it was not easy.
What are some of the things that you've been trying to do to get yourself through this mentally?
Obviously, I'm outside a lot, even though it has been, you know, it's still very hot and very humid here. So, you know, you just want to be outside with a little bit of breeze. I've been reading a book. Obviously, I'm on Facebook a lot. I don't have really good service, but I have a little bit, but I can't go online like I want to.
Right. There's a 500,000 people still without power. They're saying it could take weeks to fully restore that to everybody. Death toll right now is at 37. Rivers are still rising. Now, you heard word of somebody that was it from your town? A tree fell on somebody's house?
Oh, yes, that was so horrible. Right in the middle of the storm, actually, a tree fell on top of a house, and it killed a mother and her 8-month-old child, and, you know, severely injured the dad. And that was like one of the first deaths of the storm, so terrible to hear that.
Right, some very horrifying stories are coming out of this. What is your family doing as far as just connecting with you and keeping you feeling okay right now? They're in, like I had mentioned, family is all in the Kashina area right now. You're down in the middle of rivers overflowing and flooding. What are they saying to you? What are they telling you right now? How are they helping the best they can?
Yeah, just a lot of, you know, texting and messaging back and forth about, you know, the status right now, you know, since the storm is gone. And, you know, we're at least safe and healthy right now. We're just kind of waiting for, you know, when we get power again.
Okay. Do you have anybody from the reservation who said that after, when it gets cleaned up a little bit, are they coming down to see you?
Well, they were all begging us to go up there for the storm, which now I'm like kicking myself in the butt that I didn't, because I have all this time off from work, and it would have been the perfect time.
So you wish you were up here by us?
Of course, mm-hmm. I do. I'm just, me and my mother were both talking about that this morning.
Right. So what are some of the main concerns right now? When there's flooding and standing water, is it disease? How's your home? What's your status on that? Food?
Yeah, it's just basically making sure you have enough gas to keep the generators going.
Okay.
You know, we can't burn them all day long, and it's just waiting on, you know, just as hot as it is here, really having no power is an issue, because it just gets so, you know, it was 92 degrees in our house at one point.
Okay, so I am sure.
You just can't, you know, basically the main concern right now is just gas and
and the heat.
We have a lot of trees, you know, out here, so there's just trees fell all over the power line. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take a while. They're saying, you know, hopefully by this Sunday.
Sure, and I'm seeing a lot of roadways flushed away. Are you stuck? Are rescue crews able to get through to your particular area where you are at?
Yes. Thankfully, no major roads washed away where we are. There's definitely a lot of side roads that have washed away or are just completely cut off in general by, you know, debris everywhere. But there are some major roadways in Wilmington that got washed away and on the highways, you know, traveling to and from because a lot of people evacuated. So now a lot of people just are just now beginning to, able to even travel back.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time with us today. We wish you the best. I know that you are in a very difficult situation. It certainly reminds you how small you are when you're dealing with Mother Nature and how powerless you can feel when something this big comes through the area. But again, we wish you the best of luck, Makhneet, and I want to say thanks for spending your time trying to drive up that hill past the generator just to get cell service so you can talk to us.
Of course. Anytime. Thank you so much.
All right. Again, that is Makhneet Healy. She has family ties here in the Shawnee area in Menominee County on the reservation. So again, she's right in the middle of all of the flooding from Wilmington, North Carolina today. WTCH, coming up, we'll let you know about Trivia Night. It is tonight with Jay Cruz at North Star Mohican Casino Resort in Boulder, so make sure that you check that out. All kinds of free stuff, including popcorn and $5 martinis. Some details on that coming up.